Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Now that fall leaves are falling, the garden is back to regular 5 p.m. closing hours. Make reservations for a walk in the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. You'll need to bring your mask and then come out to see some falling leaves. If you head into the garden past the tranquil koi pond and the Japanese garden, you'll see the two potted begonias, one with red bloom and one with pink bloom, that flank the bonsai dish forest. These begonias are shade-loving plants, and while they're blooming wildly, they are grown more for the beautiful foliage that adds both interest and variegated color to the garden than for the blooms. Begonias come in all sizes and many colors. Other examples may be seen in the shady areas of the garden, especially in the area under the weeping bottlebrush and beautiful jacobinia that is just past the entrance to the dahlia garden. The yellow jacobinia is a wonderful foundation plant for shady areas of your garden and can grow to be 8 feet tall with leaves up to 12 inches long and a 10-inch upright flower plume of hot sunflower yellow. These tubular blooms attract hummingbirds and butterflies. The jacobinia is cousin to the Brazilian plume, which is a smaller version of the jacobinia, but with hot pink blooms. While the jacobinia is not classed as an evergreen, if it's planted in an area where it is protected from frost, it will usually maintain its foliage year-round and can be a very useful accent or hedge plant. Continuing along the same walkway takes you past the whitewashed garden bench in front of the gorgeous golden angel trumpet. The angel trumpet plants bloom generally in flushes about every 6 to 8 weeks and is most fragrant during the dark when it can attract night flying pollinators. You will find angel trumpet trees throughout the garden with golden yellow, white, or coral pink blooms. If you walk the paved road to Tram Road, keeping the cactus garden to your right, you'll see a very lush split-leaf philodendron under the coral tree. The coral tree is a deciduous tree and is raining leaves on the split-leaf philodendron growing under it. However, if you look closely under the lush leaves of the philodendron, you'll find waxy white blooms under almost every set of leaves. When growing in the jungle of Central and South America, which is its natural habitat, these strong vines can grow 70 feet long up in the trunks of the forest trees. The philodendron is another plant that is pollinated at night when the flower is most fragrant. However, it is not the fragrance that helps to pollinate these flowers. The plant actually heats up the flower to as much as 114 degrees. In the Brazilian rainforest, this heat attracts a scarab beetle that walks down the length of the flower, tracking the pollen from the male part of the flower into the female part to complete the pollination. If you then walk along your right past the cactus garden, you'll see beautiful aloe plants in bloom. There are many varieties of aloe in the garden, and the aloe plants are often confused with agave plants. There are lots of both in the garden. However, the aloe, as seen blooming in the garden now, has a less dramatic flower spike than the agaves, but the aloe continues to live and rebloom year after year, while an agave will send up a 20 to 40 foot flower spike, and then the whole plant will slowly die after blooming only one time. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.